From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring local science and environmental issues. It's been a year since 53,000 gallons of oil from the COSCO Busan cargo ship spilled into the San Francisco Bay. More than half of that heavy bunker fuel is still around. Now, one challenge is trying to put the long-term effects of the spill into dollar terms and then seek a settlement with the ship's owners. Officials say this work may set the national standard for handling man-made crises. David Gorn reports.
When you stand on Pier 41 in San Francisco, the blocky Bay Bridge looms over you, and looking out across the gunmetal blue water of San Francisco Bay, it's the perfect place to get a sense of what happened 1 year ago.
Yeah, it hit the second tower from Yerba Buena Island.
That's biologist Jen Covexis of the environmental group San Francisco Baykeeper. She's pointing at one of the nearby concrete supports of the Bay Bridge. That's where the COSCO Busan hit on November 7th last year. The resulting oil spill blackened at least 69 miles of shoreline and killed roughly 2,000 birds. Fish may have been harmed the most, she says.
The Pacific herring would have been about to start their spawning period. The Pacific salmon were coming back into the bay and up through the delta. It was also an important time for migratory birds to be coming through the bay. So, you know, it's a critical season for animals.
There were tons of tiny finger-sized herring in the bay at the time. Clearly, many were killed by the oil spill. And she says the next generation of herring may have been harmed as well.
So the concern would be that the eggs that were exposed to whatever toxins might have come out of the oil would not either develop properly or would die.
But just how bad oil is for herring and other fish is a tricky thing to prove.
There is running seawater in the back, so we can use that as a source.
That's what Gary Chur is trying to figure out. He's a University of California Davis researcher working out at the Bodega Marine Laboratory, about 70 miles north of San Francisco. For the past year, he's been analyzing herring roe, that is, the embryos of herring, to determine what happens when they come in contact with oil. And it's not good. Oil and herring don't mix, he says.
It's well known that fish embryos and larvae are some of the most sensitive to the chemicals, the compounds that are present in crude oil, particularly this one class called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs.
So Chur tests the effects of these hydrocarbons on herring embryos, which are about 1 millimeter in diameter. He then uses a video recorder attached to a microscope to look for irregularities in these embryos' hearts.
The idea with this whole effort was to try to use cutting-edge science and combining these, what we call biomarkers of effects of oil.
Ever since 1989, after the difficulties of trying to figure out the extent of damage caused by the Exxon Valdez spill in Alaska, the need to do scientific research to pinpoint costs and collect damages from polluters in court has become clear. According to Patrick Rutten of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, this type of research is not only groundbreaking, it's essential.
We are in the position of having to demonstrate and build a case that we have evidence of injury.
To put evidence of injury another way, biologists and government officials now need to prove the extent of environmental damage so they can set a price on such things as dead birds, damaged wetlands, or loss of recreation on the bay and beaches. And Rutten says, once the research is completed, it can be used as a benchmark for other disasters around the state or across the nation. Still, he says, it is a little odd to be gauging the price of restoration from an oil spill by watching the heartbeat of a tiny fish embryo.
It's gratifying to be able to actually have people in the field who are smart enough to have teased this particular physiological injury out of a herring egg. And then at the same time, we're able to scale that to a population injury.
Herring researcher Gary Chur says there is one other reason to take this new approach. To spend so much time and effort on counting birds or testing herring eggs, it's not about the herring, he says. It's about the bay.
these kind of chemical insults in the environment may affect much more than just a specific commercial species, but it may go beyond that to be basically the canary in the coal mine as a sensitive indicator for the environment in general.
Officials expect that the natural resource damage assessment will ultimately result in the federal government collecting tens of millions of dollars in damages from the owners of the Costco Busan, with that money going for environmental projects, including restoration of thousands of acres of mudflats in the North Bay. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To see what parts of the bay were hardest hit by the oil spill, go to kqed.org/quest.